I don't even do laundry. Nah, I do what my girl Jay do. Wash my clothes in the sink, dry them in the microwave. That's how you gotta do it. Wearing them some fake ass Jordans. I gotta go to school and tell my friends why I got fake Jordans. My Jordans got a rational number. Everybody go to school. Samuel, what you got? I got the Space Jam 11s, bro. Ellsworth, what you got? Man, I got the cement 3. Samuel, what you got? I got the cardboard 8.3475. What the fuck? Now every time I go to school, I gotta do the healing test. I'm like, really look at my shoes, see what I got on this shit. Last week, I went to my job and I asked my manager, I was like, yo, Mike, yo, what's good with this schedule, yo? Y'all got me working 2 hours during a 3-hour break, yo. What's good with this shit, yo? He's like, listen, Tristan, it's bad times for all of us, you know? Look at me. I can't even afford to do cocaine anymore. I gotta start smoking weed again. I was like, listen, man, last week I was holding my Puerto Rican girlfriend's hand and now she's 4 months pregnant. I need a damn job, bro. You know what's the craziest thing, too? Because now I can't even afford to go look for another job because MetroCard prices went up and shit. $5? Now I have to get on a bus and be like, listen, I'm a fucking dick until I get to the Broadway jungle. When you come in my mouth, I'm going to use that as a transfer when I get on the L train. I remember when my mother used to buy me sneakers, if I was that lucky. I know it's fucked up, too, because I used to get the sneakers and they'd be in a Pathmark bag and they'd be in a Mango box. I was like, what the fuck, mommy? What kind of fucking Jordans are these and shit? They're not even the same size. One's a 6, the other one's a fucking 11 and shit. And you don't know how you play basketball, you're playing handball. She was like, Michael Jordan? I thought you said Montel Jordan. Listen, Canal Street had a sale, and if they don't fit, just cut your toenails. They'll fit after that. It's the craziest thing. Niggas don't even rock me no more. Somebody comes to my window like, hey, motherfucker, put your fucking hands up. I was like, nah, I'll wait for you. Listen, are y'all hiring you? What the fuck are you talking about? Listen, I know you've been robbing the neighborhood and shit. I know you've been getting mad money. I know you probably need somebody to hold the trash bags and shit. So I could be that nigga for you and shit. Now I know why, like, when people do get money, like, and they start buying outlandish shit, like, I would get a fucking ice cream cone tattoo on my face too if I had some motherfucking money. Because I could be in the corner store and be stuck on $5. I'd be in the corner store like, let me get 2 Arizonas. Let me get 2-3 Arizonas. I need some juice for the house and shit. some chips, an hour later, scratch that. I don't know this really. If I get 2 now, if I get 3 and shit. So if I get 2 Arizonas and shit. It'd be like Price is Right matching this shit. So that's why I know what, if I had fucking money, I would start buying shit I don't even need. I'll start buying a whole bunch of bras and shit. Why are you buying bras, bro? I was like, listen, you think it's small because I ain't buying my titties yet. My titties is coming in the mail. Once I get these titties, man, I'm getting all these bras and shit. Listen, y'all. My time, love y'all, love the laughs, and I don't stop disrespecting the shit. Alright? Love y'all, thanks for coming out.
It's time for saying goodbye.